Yes.
Simon Mayo's new show on Scala Radio is 3 hours long. That's a little bit shorter than the one he hosted this week, 20 years ago.
Is it true?
Is what true?
Is it true that you've broken the record? It looks like you have.
That's what we're celebrating. 37 hours, the longest radio show ever in the history of the world.
Oh, everybody, brilliant. Congratulations to Simon Mayo! So how's it been? How's it been in that last hour? Tell us.
The last hour here with Pete Tong was fantastic, and that was the easiest bit because we finally realised that it was all possible. But between 3 and 6 in the morning, this morning, when everyone felt nauseous, that was really difficult.
Well, that was us.
I was just worried that I was going to throw up on Zoe Ball, which would have probably been a first and not a very pleasant
experience. Well, I think Dawn's just done that. But I've got some more good news for you, because not only have you done the longest broadcast, but actually, you've broken the record for the largest number of people that actually die during a broadcast. 11 people.
Simon Mayo with Dawn French on Red Nose Day 1999 with the longest ever radio show, or at least it was at the time. It's 3 years now since we started to build out the second commercial national digital multiplex and a whole host of new services.
We are ready. With the world's newest 24/7 sports radio station, broadcasting live sport, essential, energetic commentary, and searing opinion on DAB and online, the prodigal son is born. This is Talk Sport 2, because sport never stops.
So you found us then. Good. Welcome to Talk Sport 2. Welcome to Cheltenham. A very good morning to you. I'm Ian Danter. So the first brand new sports radio station in a generation launches today with a commitment to bring you the very best in live sport 24/7, 365 days a year. My name's Ian Danter. We're coming to you live from the Skybet box here at Cheltenham.
TalkSport 2, which alongside Mellow Magic launched this week in 2016. It's still on air, unlike Team Talk 252, which launched from Leeds on the old Atlantic 252 frequency this week 17 years ago. That station lasted just 5 months. Jeff Love was a prolific British arranger and composer of easy listening music. His son was in radio, and Adrian Love died 20 years ago this week.
LBC 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Right on, right on, right on. 8 minutes past 11, Nightline. We are going to open the lines because talking to Tom about kids, I suddenly realised that quite a few kids listen to Nightline under the covers and things at this time of night before they have to go to sleep. So we thought we'd open the lines and invite anybody to phone in, particularly the smaller people, to phone in on 353 81.
Give it some Willie Gal. Whitney Houston, and a song written by Albert Hammond and John Bettis, who used to write the words for the Carpenter songs. And One Moment in Time, before that, the Kendalls, and a never ending song of love. Hee-haw. Ding and stuff. 13 minutes past four.
Adrian Love, who died this week in 99, aged just 54, known for his time on Capital, not least with Anna Rayburn, and also LBC, Radio 2, BBC Local Radio, and UBN. 11th of March 2002, and a new BBC National station.
The first BBC music station in 32 years.
This isn't just music. This is Six Music.
What a way to start a radio station. Democracy in action. Hi, welcome. Let's tell you what's going to be happening on this damn show. What have we got going on today? Reaches for menu. Okay, that was Ashburn, Baby Vern, of course, and well done to all of you who voted for that. And lots of other runners. We had Oasis, The Zeppelin, but no Ashworthy winners there. So congratulations to them and their cheeky Northern Irish ways. If you're listening in Northern Ireland, hey, how are you? If you want to get in touch with us here at Six Music from the BBC, you can do so. You can get on the internet. Have you got one of them? It's like a toaster with buttons. www.bbc.co.uk.
The beginnings of BBC Six Music this week, in those WWW days of 17 years ago. It was originally codenamed Network Y, using the huge BBC archives of concerts and music interviews to explore music from the 1970s to the 1990s. 7 years ago, the BBC made its first broadcast from the new enlarged broadcasting house, with transmission by the Burmese section of the World Service. And that meant a fond farewell at last to Bush House.
it was more than just a building. I think it was an organism in itself. I mean, every day the night shift would melt away as the sun came up. We'd often go and have cigarettes on the roof and watch the buildings of the Thames slowly become lit with the morning sun. The building would then stir into action as the first editors came in, the editorial meetings happened, the news agenda was set.
There's this sense that time pulses through the entire building. All the programs in all the different languages are ticking on and off to the exact second, all based on a Greenwich Mean Time. When I think of the peeps, always, I think of Bush House.
I was saying to colleagues that, you know, where the marble floors are slightly dented, that was my feet that did that, you know, over the years. We've lived through so much change in this building and so much, you know, so much history.
I love this building, every bit of it. I loved it from the very first moment I entered the building.
Reflections as the World Service moved its output across to Broadcasting House this week in 2012. 2006 now, and what's happening in Manchester?
Anthony H. Wilson, the Hacienda, Busby Gates,
Bobby Charlton,
Commonwealth Games, Little Kirsty, George Best,
Georgie Best sets a new scoring record for Manchester United,
Night and Day, Hall Lake, Peter Hook, Oldham Street, Boddington's Brewery, Bayek, it's gorgeous, Stephen Patrick Morrissey, Lowry, The Ritz, Factory Records, Cobble Street, a new music station is born. XFM.
XFM.
97.7. XFM Manchester.
GCAP launching XFM in Manchester this week in 2006. It launched on a 3% weekly reach. It's now double that. And don't you just love that every Manchester station always kicks off with that pride? It's Radio X now, of course. Across in Stoke this week in 68...
And it's taken another 13 years to bring back genuine local radio to the Potteries. BBC Radio Stoke-on-Trent is the latest broadcasting event in the chain of wireless experiment in the Potteries. It might be said that the whole concept of broadcasting began here, for it was in 1851 that the great pioneer of radio, Oliver Lodge, was born in Pencor. We in the new local station have a tradition to live up to.
BBC Radio Stoke launching this week in 1968. So, with Heart 80s launching 2 years ago...
Hello, I'm Roberto. Welcome to Heart 80s. Let's start with Whitney Houston.
That great Tony Blackburn top 40 link 38 years ago...
Number 26.
From Duran Duran.
And Capital paying its first dividend 42 years ago as profits rose to £1.8 million on a £6 million turnover. Those are this week's Radio Moments.